Hi, Deshaun.
Hey, Deshaun, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing great. So you were out here a few weeks ago, huh?
Yeah.
What brought you out here?
Man, I just went to saw my doctor, the chiropractor, some of my support team I deal with, keep my body intact.
And then what was it like coming through the 49ers facility?
It was cool. It was like, I stopped by to see some of the guys, and only made sense to say what's up while I was in town.
Were people kind of wary of you, knowing that you were going to be playing them a few weeks later?
I don't know. I didn't feel that way, but you never know. Probably. I know somebody made a remark that was kind of absurd, but whatever.
Uh-oh. What was the remark?
Huh?
What was the remark?
Nah, he was just asking, who, I don't remember who it was. It was just like, you doing spying on us?
a player said that to you?
I thought that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was. I don't remember who it was. It was just coming from a room I walked in.
How's everything going for you there?
Everything's going good.
Hey, Deshaun, a couple of your ex-teammates, Ahmad Brooks and Dante Whitner, have been flagged for what the NFL thought were excessive hits on the quarterback and receiver. And they've complained about what they say is the watered-down NFL. And I just wanted to ask you your opinion on that, whether you feel like, you know, you can do your job as a safety these days, given what the rules are.
In a sense, you can still do your job, but I think they are. I mean, they're making it very hard, you know, for us as players on this new rule thing. Because it's nothing, there's no consistency with it, and the fines are ridiculous on top of that. So me being on the side of that and not seeing that, I mean, the hits that I have, I think were very clean. Maybe one might have been a little questionable, but it wasn't to the sense where I should have, and I felt that I would have been hit with a suspension and fined that much money.
You think you're getting a bad rap or a bad rep?
Definitely, because I mean, I remember being on the good side of it, you know, hearing commentators, analysts talking about how perfect or how good and how I do it the right way, and all of a sudden, with the new rule, now I'm just a dirty player, nasty player, targeting, and just not playing the game how it's supposed to be played. I think that's ridiculous. They're really, you know, and then being targeted, I feel, because, you know, I've been a few times where, you know, certain people have been in a situation, a worse situation than me, but haven't gotten penalized like I have been.
Deshaun, do you feel like, you know, the players, I mean, you know, obviously with the media reporting this fine and that fine, mm-hmm. or you've been suspended, I mean, you have this reputation, but do you feel within, I guess, among players that you're respected and they don't view you as a dirty player?
Wait, do the players view me like that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, do you feel like the players have, respect you and they don't view you as a dirty player?
Yeah, I think so. I think the players, you know, they understand, you know, the game. They know how it's supposed to be played, and I think they are more on my side than anybody else. I mean, and coaches on top of that. But now with the new rule, you do have some of those guys, as far as coaches, you know, that complains about, you know, the hits. And these are the same guys that I'm sure, you know, teaching their players how to hit and, you know, congratulating when they make a big hit.
Deshaun, what's your plan to disrupt this passing game with Bolden on a roll and Vernon on a roll and Crabtree back in the mix here?
Just stick to our game plan, focus on what we got to do. Playing with clean eyes, you know, they got a lot of guys. Being on that, being there, I understand their personnel and who I'm dealing with here on Sundays. With the 49ers.
Have you looked forward to this matchup? Sorry.
Of course, Sunday. I look forward to every Sunday.
Well, there's...
I understand what you're saying, but, I mean, I'm not looking at it like that. I'm trying to, you know, I'm sure my emotions will be flying come Sunday. I'm just trying to get the game plan down and focus on what I have to do.
Was it nice to get a new start and finally have your long-term deal and quite a ways away from where you wanted that long-term deal for so many years?
Definitely. I mean, it feels good. I'm in a good place. And it all worked out for the good. I mean, I'm sure both of us, I feel. I can't be more excited.
How do you compare Greg Schiano to Jim Harbaugh?
Just different philosophies. I think Jim is more, I wouldn't say laid back, but, more calm, make it let his guys, treat you like a true professional. Come Sunday, you got to make sure you know what you're doing. He give you the game plan, expect you to, know what you're doing, and going out there and execute it. And then here, we're dealing with young guys, so we take a little money. We got to teach, make sure we teach, and make sure that guys understand what's going on here. So, you're trying to, you got some vets, and then you got a lot of young guys, so you're just trying to make sure, you find that niche in between both.
How have the Bucks kind of turned things around over the past month or so, winning 4-5 after such a slow start?
I think we just settled down and, play our game and just being accountable. We had a lot of talent on this team, and a lot of guys want to make plays, and I think that was one of our biggest distractions, was because we had guys that wanted to make, plays and trying to do more than their job, and we can't have that. As long as you do your job, I think we'd be fine, and showing everybody settled down and playing within the scheme and being accountable.
Deshaun, you obviously played on some Niner teams that had talent, but didn't put it together. I mean, do you see the Bucks as having, I guess, similar type of potential, kind of the foundation there, for success in the future?
Oh, no doubt. I said that to those players when I got here, man. I think it was a good team, good young football team. Reminded me of my days when I was in San Fran, just how we started, and we weren't always good. The last two years, we had some good seasons, but before that, it was some ups and downs with coaches. We had some new faces, and we was just trying to understand and mesh well together. And I think that's what it is here. I think as the season, the end of the season, starting to progress. I think we starting to understand more. Starting to feel for one another, and that's why we've been on this thing. This last couple of games been pretty good for us.
Deshaun, Colin Kaepernick has taken some criticism this season. Any observations from afar on sort of his first full year as a starter and some of the ups and downs?
I'm sure. That's every quarterback, man. They don't. It's the outside looking in. They don't really understand what goes on. In a week of preparation. So still a good football player. They love you one day and they hate you the next. That's just how the league is. But I think he's doing a good job of keeping his composure, going out every week with his team and putting it in a good situation.
Deshaun, it seems like hits to the knees are up this year across the league as defenders try to lower their aim and avoid fines. Is the league making players safer by potentially trading knee injuries for concussion awareness?
Are they making them safer? No way. We're losing our star players. We lost Grunt last week due to a low hit. I think that's ridiculous. It's unfortunate that you have to go through that. But, this is those league changes and all these fines. They got these players scared to get penalized. And that's what it's causing these guys to do, is go low and blowing out knees. I'd rather get hit high and be busy for a play rather than, get hit low and be out for the whole of the season. That doesn't make any sense to me.
You play with both Pat and Bo out here. Do you see any similarities between them and Levante David?
Oh, yeah. I was talking to Levante earlier when I got here also. He's a good player. He's young. And he plays really fast, man. He's a young football player, smart, undersized, but he could play with the best of them. He reminded me of how Pat was in his first couple of years. He was just young and just real raw talent. And I think, he'll get better. Last year he played well. This year he played even better. I think next year will be, people really start respecting him. I don't think he gets the respect that he deserves.
Deshaun, after having the success you had with the Niners the last 2 years, has it been tough? I mean, I guess particularly that 0-8 start, to go back, you know, to that after you kind of become accustomed to winning.
been tough. I mean, you know, once you get a taste of winning, I'm sure it is going to be a little challenging, a little frustrating, but. Understand the situation, you know. We know we play some good teams, and we beat ourselves in a lot of things. We fell short in a lot of games in the last minute, just lack of focus. So that's just, you know, that's on us, not keying in, not doing what we got to do. But we still got a couple more games left, and I think we still got a good football team.
Deshaun, with Eric Reed being the guy who's come in as a rookie and replaced you, and he's had a couple of concussions, and the 49ers are kind of working with him on changing his technique on hitting, and how do you go about that, and what are your impressions of this kid and what he's done?
I think he's done a tremendous job for the 49ers. I think he's really good. He's a raw talent. He's going to be good years to come. He's got to stay healthy. I know those concussions. And, I mean, that's just to show you, it doesn't matter if you hit anybody helmet to helmet, because I know those concussions ain't came from that. It's just, you know, not getting dinged, you know, with a knee or whatever the case may be. But I think he's, as far as changing his technique, I'm sure, they got some good coaches up there. I think they can help him out maybe, but, I mean, it's kind of hard to change the technique from, you know, how old is he, 27 years? I don't know how long he's been playing football. But, if he wants to stay on the football field, I'm sure he's going to have to learn how to keep his head out of it or something to stay healthy.
Okay. We sure appreciate it, Deshaun.
All right, take care, Deshaun.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Good luck Sunday.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye.